Now we're going to talk to Berkeley Smith, the editor of the Ioska County News. And Berkeley, would you fill us in as of this moment, about 23 minutes after 2, on the situation at Tawas?
Well, the situation regarding the storm in the Tawas area wasn't as bad as had been reported. We had only the 4 fatalities: the Highland Park policeman, Arnold Anschute, his wife, and his 2 sons, 6 and 2 years old. The bodies of both of the elder of the Mr. and Mrs. Anschutz were recovered before 2 a.m. this morning. The 2 children were recovered shortly after daybreak by the searching party that had stayed in the woods all night.
They are vacationers, are they not, Berkeley?
Well, they were building a cottage or a cabin in the woods nearby and were staying for the temporarily in a cabin owned by a relative of Mrs. Anschutz, I believe.
I see. Mm-hmm. Our wire service indicated that they were from Highland Park, and that's the reason I asked.
Well, he is a Highland Park policeman.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And how about the injured, Berkeley, in the hospital there?
There were approximately 20 persons who were injured. Only 9 of them, or 8 or 9, were given first aid by Dr. Mitten, and I believe Dr. Hess treated one. Then they were taken to the Tawas Hospital, which, although not open, was opened up in grand style last night.
Yes, we understand, Berkeley, they did a wonderful job with the limited facilities they had.
Well, if anybody has any doubt about the benefit of a hospital, it was certainly dispelled by last night's attention that they received there.
I'm sure that it has, Berkeley. Could you tell us now where the twister hit exactly again, in what 2 areas, I believe, it hit up there, didn't it, Berkeley?
Well, it covered an area of approximately 20 miles long in our county.
Uh-huh.
It hit near the center in the Indian Lake area, which is roughly 10 miles northwest of Tawas. It came down at Indian Lake, destroyed the Prue grocery store, some cottages and cabins around there. Mr. and Mrs. Prue and their family escaped without serious injuries, although their store and home was completely demolished, and their young son, I believe, was thrown right out in the storm, as in the twister.
Mm-hmm.
Other persons were treated by Dr. Austin of East Tawas, who went out there, but none were brought in for hospitalization, and only one was brought into a local doctor for treatment. The storm then jumped over, or cleared a swath, sort of skipped around, to the area, well, it was probably a mile or so away, where it completely demolished the cottage that the Anschutz were occupying, and resulting in their death.
Mm-hmm.
Then it proceeded more or less in an easterly, slightly north direction, for probably 5 miles, and came down, 2 young fellows from East Tawas, the sons of Mr. and Mrs. Clarence Krieger, were in their hunting lodge, and the boys were pretty well frightened, but it didn't harm the lodge. It lifted a garage off its foundation, but didn't harm the truck or tractor in it.
Oh, well, I'll be.
And it jumped
that's an unusual thing.
Jumped another half a mile and demolished a small home in which this Mac Darvin, Reardon, had was living.
Mm-hmm.
He was only slightly injured. At first it was reported he had a broken arm, but I believe later found that he did not. A large tree, maple tree, right across the road from Reardon's cottage was felled, practically surrounding the Wilbur Methodist Church, but the church was not harmed. Then it Well, that was on the power line. It did take down one of the high-tension, the 44,000-volt Linus Consumers Power Company, which is what plunged us in darkness up here.
Mm-hmm.
Then it jumped over about another mile to the home of Mr. and Mrs. John Newberry. And there were 7 persons in that house. All of them were injured, none of them too seriously. I went out there last night, and all the remains of the house is the front porch. Where the house stood was just bare ground without a stick or a stone or anything else on it. The home of Herschel Heiser, about 20 rods to the south, escaped any damage at all. Then the wind continued, or the twister continued, in an easterly direction across what is just hunting land, cut over, and there might be a hunting cabin or two in the pass, but I haven't had any reports on it. It passed out onto Lake Huron, leaving a swath at intervals about 1,000 feet wide where the trees were all down and twisted, and went out onto Lake Huron just south of Wabun, about 3 miles south of Oscoda.
So then it spent itself about 10 o'clock last night, would you say, Berkeley?
Oh, no, it didn't take that long.
Oh, it didn't take that long.
No, it traveled that entire 20 miles in less than 10 minutes.
Yes, you know, it seems like an eternity to the people who are in the midst of it, but it moves so rapidly that we don't realize it.
That's right. It came without warning at
all. What time did it hit there last night, Berkeley?
Beg pardon?
What time did it hit there?
Approximately 8:30.
Approximately 8:30.
And the lights went out a few seconds after that, and by 8:35 or before 8:40, it had passed out onto the lake.
Well, gee, we want to thank you very much, Berkeley. That was a really excellent, detailed report on the situation the tornado had taught us, and we want to thank you again for it.
Well, you're welcome, Harry.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.